Welcome to the Organic Gardener Podcast. I'm your host, Jackie Beyer. Let's get growing.
We'll get started here. All right, so we're recording, so you can just edit this out later whenever you get a chance.
Okay.
That's what you want. Okay.
So go ahead and tell the audience a little bit about yourself, I guess. Like where you maybe you're located, your name, what you do.
Well, my name is Tim Nichols, and I just recently got out of the United States Air Force. I was in for about 5 years, and there is where I kind of found my passion for beer, which is what I kind of have my entire platform around as far as my business goes and my podcasts. And that is about the time that I also decided growing hops, beer hops, was one of my favorite passions that I've had so far. So through all that time, the time that I spent in the military, that I've been to Afghanistan, Kuwait, Turkey, so it's kind of just given me like different look on life, and I've had a great time since. And then about a year ago, I got out, and that is when I really started getting into podcasting and blogging and bringing myself into school, which is what I'm doing now. So I'm kind of the old guy in school right now, so that's always fun. And So that's kind of what I've been doing recently.
You're like the old guy. I want to go back to school, and I'm probably twice your age.
Oh, man.
And when I graduated my BA, I was still probably way older than you. But that's okay.
No biggie.
So where are you located? Are you in Washington?
No, I'm in Tucson, Arizona.
Oh, uh-huh. And now you're growing hops down there? Do you have like a garden?
I do, actually. Every year I put a garden out, so I have about 5 different cut-in-half bourbon barrel-looking deals that I plant my hop rhizomes in every year. And they're really, like a really aggressive plant, so realistically all I got to do is plant them, and then I hang up rope like in different zigzags across the front of my yard, and they kind of just takes over from there, and then there's just you got a big conglomeration of this viney hop, and that's my favorite thing to grow because I get to use those in my because I'm a home brewer, and I get to use those every year in my home brewing, which is fantastic.
So how did you get into home brewing? Have you been doing that for a long time, or when did you brew your first batch of brew?
My very first batch of brew I actually brewed in December 2012. My mom had gotten me a homebrew kit from local homebrew store for Christmas, and I kind of mentioned to her that that's something I wanted to test out and try, and I got into it, and I brewed probably about 10 batches of beer over the course of about a month, which is actually quite a bit.
Wow. And yeah, that is a lot.
And then so just over the course of the past couple of years, I've been brewing a beer at least once a month, just sharing with friends, and just really getting into like the insides and the outsides of it as far as like different types of hops to use and different types of barley to use and different techniques and stuff like that. And then using the hops that I grow, they're just wild hop beers that they kind of get like a different taste because it's a wild hop, and the fact that I do it organically, so I don't use any sort of chemicals or anything on the hops. So, sometimes some of them die, sometimes they don't get as much flavor out of them, but that's just kind of what I've been doing. Those are my experimental beers that I use with my wild hops, but yeah.
Wow, that sounds awesome. All right, well, so I'm going to go just kind of back to my flow, and then we'll get more into that. So my very first question I ask everybody is, tell us about your very first garden. Like, how old are you? How big was it? What did you grow? Just, really briefly, like, when do you remember? Were you a little kid? Were you an adult? What was your first garden experience?
My very first gardening experience, I remember pretty vividly. I was about 6 years old, and we just moved back to Tucson, Arizona, where I'm from. My dad was in the military, and we were in Germany overseas for 4 years beforehand. And I remember our first summer back, and my dad was really adamant about starting a garden. And so we had a bunch of different, tomatoes and different spices and whatnot. So I was just really excited to, be a part of that. It was a really great bonding experience with me and my dad at the time. And that was kind of just my first experience with gardening, getting out there, playing in the mud and, digging up the dirt. So that was always a blast.
Cool. So what does organic gardening like mean to you? because I know different people have different opinions of what it is. So kind of just briefly, what does that mean?
I'll be honest with you. I looked it up on Google exactly what organic gardening was, because I wasn't entirely sure. I've heard the term several times, but I've heard it in, you know, different ways. So some people consider it, I guess, using some chemicals, but a lack of chemicals. But I just assume that it's, you know, you're using all natural products. You're just using the dirt in the ground, and that's what you're using to grow, you know, your vegetables or whatever spices you're trying to grow, or flowers. So.
And what inspired you to use organic techniques? Was there somebody that got you interested in that, or, you know, what brought that on for you?
I don't know. I would consider myself a little bit of a naturalist, so I wouldn't really want to, you know, infect my beer or, you know, my product with chemicals. So, plus, I primarily grow beer hops. I do grow tomatoes in the summer at times, and different vegetables, and I try to avoid using chemicals in that at all costs. And then, but primarily what I do grow is beer hops. So if I were to use any sort of chemicals on that, it would be very terrible for, you know, the consumer, just because it's hard to wash those types of, it's hard to wash them because they're just like little pine cone looking deals that if you get too much water on them, you can wash out, the flavoring from them, which is the most important part of the hop. So I try to do it all natural. It's a very aggressive plant as well. So it's not like I have to worry too much about, you know, different bugs or parasites getting in them. So that's always a bonus.
And I always think, you know, if you're spraying the pesticides on the plant, it's going to get into the soil and the roots. And like, it doesn't matter how much you wash it off because it's growing into the plant. So, you know, to me, that's a big
part. Absolutely. I mean, I feel like when I've grown vegetables in the past, this and that, and I've used different chemicals, different pesticides, I feel like I'm getting a totally different flavor, even though I've completely skinned the vegetable. I feel like I'm getting just a little bit of an off flavor, something a little more bitter than I would like out of my vegetables. So
how'd you learn how to garden organically? Was it like, did you read a book, or did you know, or is that the way your dad taught you? Or
for me to start organically gardening, I actually looked up online how to garden hops, and primarily that's what people do. They garden hops organically without any chemicals or any sort of assistance. It's kind of, like I said, it's a really aggressive plant, so it's not like you really need to have any hardcore nutrients in there for it to grow. But I've looked on a lot of blogs. I've actually written about it on a couple of different blogs that I've owned in the past about different techniques for gardening hops. So that's kind of just where I kind of got to start with.
Maybe I can link some of those up in the show notes, because that would be good to know. And my husband grows a little bit of hops, but not a lot. So he might like to be interested in some of that too.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I grow about 4 to 5 pounds of it every year, which probably doesn't sound like too much. But when you look at it all at once, because they're just really small and you don't use too many hops to actually brew beer. So it turns out to be quite a bit. So.
So tell me about something that grew well in your garden this year. Like, I mean, if you want to, probably your hops is what you're going to want to tell us about, right?
Actually, one thing that I really, am proud about this year is I grew, beefsteak tomatoes over the summer, this past summer. So it was the first time that I really got like a great yield out of my plants. And that's something I really took care of. And, really, you know, used some different techniques as far as like how much sun to give and, you know, different watering techniques that I learned online, through different literature and this and that. So I'm really pumped that I actually,
what do you mean
got,
how much sun to give?
Well, when
like
I was
put about the sunny spot, you mean?
Right. Yeah. So like I had read online, like if you give it just a little bit too much sun or just a little bit too less of sun, then you're going to not grow like just, you're not going to get as big of a yield of tomatoes as you typically would. So I think 6 hours of sun, like direct sunlight a day, was kind of like the magic spot that I hit. And that was just the most successful year of tomatoes that I've had. And I don't know, that was the first year I really started like looking at different ways to grow. Usually in the past, I kind of just stick the pot out there and water it a few times a week.
So, all right, but let me just make sure I'm going to show you. So in order for you to make sure your plants got 6 hours, like it was where you put them, like moving them out of the shade, it sounds like you're putting them in some kind of bucket or container. And then did you move them somewhere different? Is that what you mean? Or like, I guess I'm just like, where do you make sure you get 6 hours of sunlight? And the only thing I can think of is like your location, or do you put them in a greenhouse or?
No, everything was done outside. And actually, one of the great things about getting out of the military at the time, which is what I did over the summer. So I was kind of, I guess, more or less unemployed at the time, but I was still receiving my military benefits at the time. So I was able to just take like 6 months off, just kind of a sabbatical. And that's when I really kind of got into, you know, these sorts of hobbies. And so I was home a lot. So I was capable of, you know, really every single day, you know, moving my tomatoes exactly when I needed to move them. So, I mean, they were all in containers. So it was real easy for me to be like, oh, here's 6 hours. I got to go move it into the shade now. So that was just really helpful. And I don't think I'll be able to do that again this next summer, but it's definitely just a little bit of experimentation time. Cause I mean, I really enjoy the outdoors. I really enjoy gardening as well. So.
Excellent. So is there something that you would do different next year? Something maybe that didn't work so well this season, or something you would try differently?
Well, with my beer hops, I would definitely try to use a different way for the hops to grow, because they are a vine plant. So they I usually typically use rope just kind of in a zigzag across the front part of my yard. But this year, I think I'm going to build some sort of kind of a gazebo looking deal. So I'm going to give it a lot of room to really grow. Cause I think if I really give it a lot of room to really spread out and, you know, like different slats and stuff, I'm trying to think of the exact term for that. But so I would use that and then really give it like a chance to really expand out and grow. So I think that's what I'm going to try this year, build something new in the backyard. So I think that's really, it's going to do the difference for me.
How big is your backyard? Can I add, like, is it just like a regular lot, or is it a pretty big space or a little space, or?
I don't know. I guess it's like your typical backyard. Let's see here. It's probably about 60 by 80 feet. So, I mean, not huge, but big enough to do what I need to do with it.
There you go. Okay. So then the next question I kind of get into is, this is like my biggest struggle, and I know a lot of people do, is like harvesting and getting things to not go bad before you eat them. Like, any secrets you have for harvesting vegetables on time or preserving your food, or any tips for harvesting your hops maybe?
Right. So I'm a very huge tomato lover. That's why I grow tomatoes every year. That is like my primary vegetable. So when I do harvest those, I try to harvest them and eat them within, you know, the next few days, which I can typically do if I get about a yield of about between 5 and 10 tomatoes at the time. So I typically do that. I try to eat them as fresh as possible because that's when they're going to be the best. And with my hops, I do harvest them, and they're kind of difficult to harvest because you got to pick out each little individual one. There's probably 1,000 different little hop buds on there. So you hit pluck those
really?
Off. Yep. And then I vacuum seal them. The ones that I don't plan on using anytime in the near future. So I vacuum seal them and then I put them in the freezer, and that typically keeps them very fresh, you know, over the course of about 6 months. After about 6 months, they start to kind of die off in flavor, but I can usually keep them for about 6 months.
Cool. How about a favorite recipe you like to cook?
Favorite recipe I like to cook. I actually love to cook Italian food. I mean, basically, cause I just said a minute ago that I love tomatoes. So using my tomatoes to make like fresh tomato sauce, I have done in the past, and, you know, being able to like boil up the tomatoes just a little bit and mash them up and, you know, add some different spices. Typically I like to have like a little garden, you know, in the windowsill, a little windowsill garden. And I usually have like some parsley and some bay leaves and stuff like that. So I've been able to do that and just use kind of just like all my different little organic plants that I've had and put those together. So that's definitely one of my favorite dishes to make, is like a tomato sauce and for Italian, so pastas and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Yum. How about, do you use oregano? My big thing is I have so much oregano, I don't know what to do with it all. It just, that grows like a weed in my garden, like crazy.
I do have oregano. I just forgot to mention it, but yeah, I do grow oregano every year. I love all the Italian spices, so that's definitely a big one. And you're right, it absolutely does grow like a weed out in the garden. So
I mean, it is just everywhere. How about a favorite tool you like to use in your garden? Like, if you had to move and you could only take one tool with you, what's your can't live without tool?
I would definitely use the hula hoe, the big round one. So I definitely get a lot of weeds in the backyard here in Arizona. So being able to get out there and just kind of, you know, scrape through the weeds real fast with that thing is definitely huge thing on my back, you know, so I'm not down there picking out weeds every 5 minutes. So definitely just scrape the weeds out of the ground that way.
Cool. How about a favorite internet resource?
My favorite internet resource. I'm going to have to go ahead and say my personal website, brewingbusinesspc.com. And that's where I have a couple of different blogs about beer. And so if anyone is interested in brewing beer, home brewing, you can always check out my podcast. I do talk a lot about home brewing, especially with different wild hops and that I've grown. So that's kind of my favorite kind of internet resource, because I have a lot of personal connection with it as well.
There you go. How about a favorite reading material or a book or a magazine? Anything you can recommend for my listeners?
I'm going to be real honest with you. I'm not really big into, I guess, literature per se. I'm more of an online person, so I don't think I really have like.
Or how about a website that you found that was pretty helpful?
Actually, if you give me like 2 seconds, I can look at it. I can't think of the name of the site, and then I can say it on the air.
Or you can send it to me, and I can just put it in the show notes.
Okay, yeah, that works too. I'll do that.
All right, and then how about any advice for listeners, like business advice, like if they wanted to start their own homebrew business or grow, just even growing their own hops to create their own beer?
My advice would be is to just to get out there and get started. You know, there's a lot of people that really enjoy having hops, and they're kind of in a rare commodity, so to speak, within the homebrewing community, just because there's so many more breweries and homebrewers out there nowadays that these big production companies out in like Washington and New York that are creating most of the industrial hops aren't able to keep up with the demand. So what I love to do with my hops, and I've got a homebrewers association that I work with here in Tucson, and we all kind of, you know, just share different hops. So we're able to, you know, just keep up with the homebrewing, because there's times where I've been in a situation where it's like, I can't buy hops to brew beer, and I would love to brew beer, but you know, we've got a bunch of people in our little community that are able to, you know, just kind of donate different beer hops to each other. So it's definitely a really great community to be a part of. And you know, that's kind of just the best advice I have for anybody that's kind of interested in beer hops. And you know, if you're going to be interested in home brewing, that's kind of the best way to go about it, is be kind of part of a home brewers club or an association.
Excellent. I had no idea. There's a big ale house that these friends of mine brew their own beer. Well, now they're getting really big, and they just opened like a mile down the road from me, and they're just booming. I mean, their place is just packed all the time. They've been open for about just over a year, I think.
Oh yeah, all over the country, just these really craft breweries have really been getting huge. You know, especially, you know, down here in the Southwest, and definitely up there towards your way. I can only imagine how much bigger it's getting.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, Tim. Do you want to say anything like how people can connect with you, or any parting words of advice? Or, I mean, that's pretty much all my questions.
All right. Well, my parting piece of advice is, you know, just get out there and do it. If you're listening to this podcast, you're obviously a little bit of a gardener at least. So, I mean, get out there, especially this spring and this summer, and get after it and grow as much as you can, because it's a fantastic experience. And get your kids involved. That's always, you know, my best advice as well, just because of the great time I had when I was a kid. And the best way to contact me, you can contact me on Twitter at Tim Nichols on Tap. You can also connect with me on my website, Brewing Business PC. And you can also check out my my podcast, Brewing Business, and my other one, 52 Week Startup. And hey, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you so much for all your help and all your patience today. And thanks for coming on the Organic Gardener podcast. And that's about it.
Absolutely. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to the Organic Gardener podcast. If you like what you've heard today, we'd love it if you'd head over to iTunes and give us a 5-star review. It really helps us get found by other listeners and share the knowledge. Thank you again for listening and have a great day.